Passengers of the French boat Dignité Al Karma are taking legal action against Israel. They say Israel illegally attacked their boat in international waters in 2011 as it set sail towards Gaza.
Israel violated international waters. Its maritime forces took a boat under control by force, took the passengers who were all French in its custody, and kidnapped the boat. The boat is still in Israel even now, and we want the boat back.
The boat moved towards Gaza after leaving the Greek port of Crete in 2011. Like the famous Mavi Marmara, it was part of the international campaign to break Israeli-imposed blockade on Gaza. Israel claims it has legal rights on this issue, but for the passengers of the boat, it is a clear violation of international laws.
It's no longer acceptable that on this issue, like on many other issues, Israel violates international laws. For us, it's not only a legal action, it's also a political step. This is a part of our expression of solidarity with Palestinians and Gaza, and we will continue to do it.
In Israel's eyes, going to Gaza and showing solidarity with Palestinians living there means opposition to Israel's interests. For us, this is totally absurd. Our goal is to break the blockade of Gaza, and what it cannot tolerate is that by showing our solidarity with Palestinians, we are able to challenge the hegemony of Israel.
The 16 French passengers are members of several civil groups, political parties, and labor unions which support Palestine. They have already visited Gaza to support Palestinians who have been under Israeli occupation for more than 6 years. They claim they have sufficient proof against Israel over the boat issue and have the support of legal experts on international laws. Here in the Paris court, passengers of the French boat say they expect justice, and they also say if they do not get justice, they'll take matters to higher courts in the country. Anastasia Proye, Press TV, Paris.